Adita Prabhupati Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Kshatriya Rudiramaye Jagat Bhagapapam Na payase payase shim imavatapam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi dikshurane dikapati maniyam Dashamukha molivalim brahmaniyam Keshavadrita ramacharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Vitayasi Shalane Diyamaniyam Dashamukha Molibalim Ramani Vahasiva pusi vishadeva sanam jaladabam Alati biti milita jamunabam Keshavadrita haladara rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Nindasiya gya vichaya raha shruti jatam Sadaya hridaya dashrita pashugatam Keshavadrita muracharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Hare Jai Lecha nivahani dane kalayasi karabalam Dumaketu miva kimapi karalam Keshavadrita kalkisharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Shavarita Pura Sharira Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Sri Jaya Deva Kevirida Madhukadam Sunu Sukadam Sukadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dashavida Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Sri Jaya Deva Kaveri Lutadaram Shunu Sukadam Sukadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dashavira Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Tava Kara Kamala Varena Kamaduta Singha Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tanu Bringa Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jaya Nasrimare 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 Jaya Nasrimare Jaya Bhakta Prahlad Jaya Prahlad Maharaj Jaya Bhakta Prahlad Jaya Prahlad Maharaj Sarva Bhakti Vigamina Sishina Shingare Bhagwan Aki Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj Aki Taigo Premanandim Jai Nitalila Vishnu Mr. Bharat Divine Grace Le Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavrinda Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Syadvaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shamakund Radha Kundi Giri Govardhan Ki Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nishringa Chaturdasi Ki Holy Appearance Day of Nisringadev Bhagwan Ki Dai Go Premanandi. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Omagyana timirandasya gyanangyana shalakaya chaksurun militanjena tasmai sri gurave nama sri chaitanya manuvistam stapitam jena bhutale sayam rupagaramayam dadati svavarandiyam adadanastrinandantai vridam yache puna puna srimad rupapadam bhujo dhulisyam janma janmani जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today we're celebrating the holy appearance day of one of our most favorite avatars, Nrisimhadev Bhagwan Ki Jai. So previously there was one demon named Hiranyaksha, and after he was dispatched by the Lord in his form as a boar, then another demon arose, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed. So we can understand. Even the microphone's afraid of him. So we can understand he was only interested in sense gratification. The material sense gratification means Hiranya, gold, money. And soft bed means women. So this was Hiranyakashipu's character. So thinking to avenge the death of Hiranyaksha, he decided to perform great penances and austerities. Such austerity no one knows, 100 years on the tips of his toes. Till finally Lord Brahma appeared, and he asked what benediction that that Hiranyakashipu wished. And he said, "I want to become immortal." And Brahma said, "But even I, Lord Brahma, the engineer of this entire universe, even I must die. So I cannot give you this benediction." So Hiranyakashipu, he thought he would be very clever, because Prabhupada said the demons are very intelligent. But Lord is always, we'll see, he's always more intelligent than the demon. So he thought, by indirect definition, he'll become immortal. Then grant me the benediction that I cannot be killed on the land, sea, or the air. Granted. That I cannot be killed by any man, beast, or demigod within the 8,400,000 species. Granted. That I cannot be killed by any weapon whatsoever. Granted. That I cannot be killed either in the inside or the outside? Granted. That I cannot be killed either in the daytime or the nighttime? Granted. So in this way he thought, by indirect definition, he'll become immortal. Because if he can't die in any of these ways, then how he'll die? And there's one scripture, I can't remember the name just now, it's on my Facebook page somewhere from last year, where it describes that in one particular kalpa, there appeared one very clever Hiranyakashipu. He said, "I will not be killed in any of the 12 months." So there's one pundit, I heard about this, there's one pundit here in Vrindavan. He says, actually, the Nrisimha Chaturdasi only comes every 19 years. Because the demigods, they created one extra month, Purushottam Mas. So he was killed in that Purushottam Mas, that only every 19 years that will come in this month of Jaist. So this Nrisimha, like he says, only every 19 years actual Nrisimha Chaturdasi comes. This is very clever, Hiranyakashipu, one particular kalpa. But still, they got around that one with the 13th month. He was killed in the Purushottam month. So in this way, after he got these benedictions, then he began to terrorize the entire universe. So this terrorism is not a new thing. This has been going on for millions of years. This was Hiranya bin Laden. So he began to terrorize the entire universe and establish himself as the supreme. And he sent his young son, he had a young son named Prahlad, he sent him to school. Jaya Sisi Gornitai Krishna Balarao Sisi Radha Shamsundra Ladi Visaka Ki Jaya. So naturally he wanted his son to become a nice demon, so he got some nice teachers, Sanda and Amarka, and he sent him to school. After some time he called him before him and he wanted to know, he said, once upon a time the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, my dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all subjects you have studied from your teachers. This is a nice verse. Jamaritu Jara Vyadi. This is Jara. Sri Prahlad Uvacha. Tatsadu Manye Suravarya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asadgrahat. Hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam banam gato yadarim asrita. And Prabhupada gives wonderful translation. He said, Prahlad Maharaj replied, O best of the asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in the underkoop, dark well, where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, van. More clearly, Prabhupada translates, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the end of this purport, Prabhupada says, Prabhupada recommended to his father that according to Vanaprastha life would be better, that accepting Vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into Griha Anda Kupam, the blind well of life as a Grihastha. In our Krishna conscious movement, we therefore invite all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So anyway, Hiranyakashipu, he became furious. He called Sandanamarka, what nonsense are you teaching my child? He said, we're teaching, whatever you told us to teach, we're teaching. We don't know where he gets this knowledge. He said, all right, but you keep very good care because some enemy is polluting his intelligence. So anyway, again he was sent to the school. And after some time, again Hiranyakashipu called his dear son. Hiranyakashipu seated Prahlad on his lap and began smelling his head. With affectionate tears gliding down from his eyes and moistening the child's smiling face, he spoke to his son as follows. My dear Prahlad, my dear son, O long-lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teachers. Now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge. So Prahlad says, Sri Prahlad Uvacha, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Iti Pum Sarpita Vishnu Bhakti Schena Valakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadha Tanmanye Ditam Uttaram Uttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering Him, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So this is Prahlad Maharaj, told us of the best of all knowledge, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam. So then, Hiranyakashipu became furious. Is it this time or is it next time? He called Sukracharya, and Sukracharya said, no, I'm not teaching him this nonsense. I don't know where he's getting it. And then Hiranyakashipu, you rascal! Where have you gotten this from, this knowledge? Huh? And Prahlad says, because of your uncontrolled senses and being too much addicted to materialistic life, you will never understand. He wasn't afraid of his father. You can't understand. You're addicted to sense gratification. Nice verse. Na tevitu swarta kadim hibishnum. Persons who were strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external objects, cannot understand the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, anda yatandir upaniyamanas. It's one of Prabhupada's favorite verses. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made very strong cords, and they continue again and again in material life, suffering the threefold miseries. It says, unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contaminations, persons who are very much inclined to a materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for His uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So many nice verses. Then Hiranyakashipu threw Prahlad from his lap and he called some demons and said, chop him, kill him. And they tried to harm him, but they were unable to harm him. In this way, Hiranyakashipu, he tried many things. He tried to have wild elephants trample him, but the elephants simply placed him on their back and took him for a victory ride. He threw him from a cliff, but the rocks at the bottom became like pillows. He threw him in a pot of boiling oil. But he was unharmed. In this way, he tried so many ways, threw him in a pit of snakes. In so many ways, he tried to. He even gave poison to him. He had his wife prepare poison for him. But because Prahlad offered all his food to Krishna, Krishna absorbed that poison. He ate it without being affected at all. In this way, Hiranyakashipu became completely bewildered. And he didn't know what to do. So then Sukracharya said, don't worry, he's just a little child. Why are you worried about him? We'll take care of him in the school. So he sent him back to school. So in the school, he began to preach to all his friends. Every time the teachers were out of the room, then he began to preach to them. Very nice. What is that? 6. He told his friends, Sipralaru vacha, komara acharye pragyo, dharmam, Bhagavatam iha durlabham manusam janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent to use this human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service, and even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. So this we says from the very beginning, because his friends are telling, oh Prahlad, now we're young, let us play. And when we're old, then we'll study Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all these things. Just like we see all the time, so many people come here and they're completely old men, half their teeth are falling out, completely useless, cannot do anything, and they want to come and join the ashram. When they were youthful and had ability to do some service, then they didn't come. Now when they no longer enjoy sense gratification and they're good for nothing, then they want to come and give their life to Krishna. So here Prahlad is saying, Komara, from the young age you have to take up Krishna, not when you're old. If you're old, you can't remember everything. Just like now, my memory is starting to go, little holes are coming. So when you're young, then you can learn things and assimilate the things, and you can do some nice service for the Lord. So he's saying from the beginning, he said, after all, your life is maybe 100 years, so 25 of that you spend just sleeping. And 25 years you spend playing. Then 25 years, after 25 you get married, then you're just entangled. And after that, you're just all worn out and finished. So how will you take up Krishna consciousness? But always better late than never. But anyway, it's better. Komara Macharyo Pragya. From the beginning of life. So he taught all his friends these things. Again, the word got around. And Hiranyakashipu, he became furious. He said, why are you teaching this nonsense? And he had already tried to kill Prahlad in so many ways. He said, so he challenged Prahlad, where do you get your power? And Prahlad said, oh, foremost of the demons. What a way to address your father. Oh, foremost of the demons. Foremost of the atheists. I get my power from the same place as you, from Krishna, from God. Everyone's power is coming from God. You rascal, you think there's someone other than me who's supreme? Where is this God of yours? Show me this God. And Prahlad Maharaj said, where is he? He's everywhere, Father. He's everywhere? Is he here? Is he here? Is he in this pillar? Yes, Papa, he's in this pillar. I'll show you your God. And he whipped out his sword. And he struck that pillar. And a sound began to vibrate throughout the universe. It felt like the covering the universe was going to crack. And all the residents of the higher planets said, we're being destroyed. We're going to be destroyed. And no one could understand where this sound was coming from. And suddenly from the pillar appeared the half-man, half-lion incarnation of the Lord. Shri Nrisingadeva Bhagwan Ki. And Hiranyakashipu, he was frightened. He saw this incredible form that he'd never seen before standing before him. So immediately took his sword and he attacked Hiranyakashipu. But attacked Nrisingadeva. Nrisingadeva had such an incredible effulgence that he simply appeared like a moth who flies into a fire. He just disappears. Then he began wielding his sword in so many ways. And Hiranyakashipu, he grabbed him. He just reached out and grabbed him in his hand. And the demon was struggling within the grip of the Lord. Then somehow or other, just like Garuda sometimes, or we see like a cat, you know, they catch some mouse, and then they let it go. So Guru also, he catched some snake, he let it go. So he let him slip from his hands. When he slipped from his hands, then all the demigods who were watching from the sky, they all began to cry, "Alas, alas." Did you ever hear anybody call "alas, alas"? I never heard. But all the books say like that. So anyway, all the demigods began to cry. So then Hiranyakashipu, "Oh, this guy is afraid of me." With more vigor he attacked the Lord. And the Lord simply grabbed him again and took him to the doorway of the assembly hall. It was just dusk. You cannot say it is daytime or nighttime. He sat him on his lap. He wasn't on the land, water or the sky. It was day. It was dusk. You cannot say it is day. You cannot say it is night. It was in the doorway, so he's neither inside or outside. He's on the lap of the Lord, not on the lancier. And the Lord just took his nails and bifurcated this Hiranyakashipu. Then he reached in and threw the heart from the body of Hiranyakashipu and threw his lifeless body on the ground. And then all the army of Hiranyakashipu, they attacked Lord Nrisimhadev. And oh, they appeared in thousands or thousands just with the tips of his nails. He completely destroyed the entire army. Then he was just roaring and roaring and roaring and licking his lips and looking angrily in all directions. And all the demigods, they're very frightened, they're very happy. Now Hiranyakashipu is dead. But they all tried to pacify him with prayers. But the demigods, their devotion is not so pure. They wanted Lord not to kill Hiranyakashipu so they can go on enjoying nicely. That was their desire in their hearts. They weren't thinking that now that he's dead, we can increase our service. Now we can enjoy, you know, nicely. Ramba Urvasi, come, let's enjoy. Now this guy's gone. So none of their prayers, because that's not pure bhakti. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavartam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttamam. Uttam bhakti means anya bilas, without any other desire. Not desireless, but without any other desire. I'm not desiring that now this Hiranyakashipu should be killed so we can enjoy. That's an anya bilas. That's another desire. No, we just want to serve the Lord. Anya bilas. Other desire, all other desires for sense gratification, they should be kicked out. Anya bilasita shunyam. Not that we should become desireless. We should desire to serve the Lord. We cannot become desireless. How you become desireless? Prabhupada said to become desireless means to become a dead stone. If to realize God I have to become a dead stone, then I would not want to see what is God. I'm one lecturing here, Prabhupada said, I do not want to see what is God. To become dead stone, you have to become dead stone to realize God, then I don't want to see what is God. No, anya bilas, other desires other than the service of the Lord. Jnana karmadiyana, no karma, no jnana, all this stuff, kick it out. Anukulyena, favorably rendering service. Anushilanam means constantly, not that we just come on Sunday feast and do some chanting and then we forget about Lord for the rest of the week. Anukulyena, always. Anushilanam, rather. Anushilanam means constantly serving the Lord. So then they thought, all right, our prayers aren't working. So Indra thought, you know, oh Lakshmi, you go. Lakshmi is wife of Lord. And she said, boys, mood kharab ho gaya. He's in bad mood. I'm not going there now. So then Lord Brahma, he pushed forward Prahlad. And then Prahlad came. He offered nice garland to the Lord and bowed down and touched his feet, and Lord just took him on his lap and began to lick him, because he's lion now, so this way lions show affection. And just treating him very sweetly. In fact, Gaura Govinda Maharaj gives very nice explanation of this. At that time, Lord was, because previously, in all the incarnations we saw previous, Lord was some type of animal. And he never had father and mother, and he never enjoyed this. And he's just enjoying this little boy sitting on his lap, and he's feeling this fatherly affection and licking him. He said, next time I'm going to come as human being instead of animal. Every time I'm coming as animal, let me come as human being, you know? so I can relish this Batsalya Ras. So the next day comes his mom and Dave. So he has father and mother. Because previously he has no father and mother, you know. One time he just popped out of the nose as a boar. Now he breaks out of a pillar. He had no father and mother. He thought, let me try this father and mother business out, you know. And then finally his Lord Ram, he got a wife. He said, wow, this is really nice. He said, but there must be something better. So he came as Krishna and he to enjoy Parakya Ras. And then finally as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explore this Vipralamba Bhav. He gives a nice lecture like that. So this time he's sitting there. And then he said, my dear Prahlad, whatever benediction you want, you can please take. He said, no, I don't want anything. He said, no, you please take it. He said, look, I'm born in a family of demons. Oh, we forgot one thing. Because this, let's go back a little ways. This is an important point. Because, how did Prahlad know all these things? That is when he was preaching to his classmates. I forgot that part. See, I'm getting old. Now my memory is bad. So, his classmates, they listened. They said, this is all very nice, but where did you learn all this? And Prahlad said, well, that time my father went to the Mandara Hill to perform penances and austerities. The demigods, they attacked. They took the opportunity that he's gone. Now they attacked. So at that time they were carrying off my mother, the queen. And Narad Muni, he just happened to appear at that time, because Narad Muni, he always appears just at that time. So Narad Muni appeared and said, where are you taking her? He said, no, we mean no harm to her, but she's carrying a snake within her womb, the seed of the demon. He will be a greater demon. So we will keep her in our custody until that child is born, then we'll kill that child, then we'll release her. We don't harm ladies, you know. So then Narad Muni said, this child in the womb, he's a great devotee and there's no way you could kill him. You let her come with me. So he took her to his ashram. Now, I haven't seen it yet in any Praman, but in Govardhan, there's one Narada Kund. And the Mahant there, his name is Dinabandhu Sharan. He's in a branch of Nimbarka Sampradaya, just like we put Das, they put Sharan, you know, like, Mamekam Sharanam Braja, you just take shelter of me. Same thing, Das means, Sharanam means same thing. So he's Dinabandhu Sharan. So he told me that this is the place where Narad Muni brought Kayadu. Now, I don't have any praman, but anyway, it makes sense because we know Narad Muni cannot stay any place for more than a few minutes. But Lord told him that this is Braj. This is not part of the material world. That curse has no effect in this material world. So this is the only place he could possibly have an ashram. So they say this is where he instructed Prahlad within the womb. This is very important. Prabhupada said within 7 months, the child becomes conscious in the womb. So it's very important for the ladies to read scripture and go to the artik so the Lord, the child in the womb can hear the kirtan and hear the, she should read scriptures out loud so the child can hear all these things. It's very important. So he's told that his spiritual master is Narad Muni and he learned all these things within the womb of his mother, and that all happened here in Braj on the side of Govardhan. Bolo Sikiraj Maharaj Ki Jai. So now we'll get back. He said, Prahlad says, but I was born in a family of demons. I'm already naturally inclined towards sense gratification. If you give me some sense gratification, then I'll surely fall down because I'm already inclined. He said, you take, son, take some minute. No, I'm already, why are you tempting me with, now I'm already got a bad birth. I'm already addicted to sense gratification by that birth. Now you want to give me more sense gratification? I'm just happy to be your servant. Actually, he said, I don't want anything for myself, but my father, he was unable to understand anything about Krishna consciousness, so please somehow or other you make him Krishna conscious. And Hiranyakashipu said, look, by being killed with me, he's already been liberated. But I give you benediction, I can remember so many generations of your family, backwards and forward, they will all be liberated by you becoming a devotee. So this is very important instruction for all of us. The best thing we can do for our parents is to become Krishna conscious. So they're always upset when we move into the temple. But you can do Krishna consciousness at home. The best thing we can do for them is to become, dedicate our lives fully to Krishna. Then automatically they'll get liberated, which is the best thing. There's nothing better than getting free from material existence and getting the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Beyond that, there's nothing better. So Prahlad, he didn't want anything, but Lord Nrisimhadev was very kind to him. He told him, all right, you will get... all your family members will be liberated and you will never forget me. You'll always be engaged in my service. Like that. So this is very auspicious day. Nrisimha Chaturdasi, we heard something about the glories of Lord Nrisimhadev. We can remember those glories throughout the day. We have to fast today up to the evening time. So his Lord appeared at dusk, just when it's neither day or night. So we have to wait all the way up to the evening time to take prasadam today. So we can just remember Lord Nrisimhadev, pray that he'll kill the demon of hunger within our belly, so that we can manage to get there to this evening. And there's some interesting things in Braj, in just near Radha Ballabh temple. If you go down through the Bunki Bihari Bazaar, you know, it turns into Atkamba Bazaar. So, because if you go straight, there's one entrance to Radha Ballabh temple. But if you turn right and follow into Atkamba Bazaar, the next corner, you turn in that corner, and then four or five shops down on the left side, you'll find three-eyed Nrisimhadev. And he's very, very kindly looking, Nrisimhadev. Very, very interesting. He's got three eyes. The only thing I know about that is some verse where they're glorifying the Lord that he's Trilokinath, Tribhuvanath, and all tree. And there it mentions something about three-eyed. And the purport, Prabhupada describes something. He just mentions that there's a three-eyed form of Nrisimhadev. So this verse refers to that. That's the only information I have about. But anyway, he's very, very kindly looking. Huge deity of Nrisimhadev. The pujari is very, very friendly young fellow there. Always very kind to the ISKCON devotees. He'll allow you to take photos and everything, though ordinarily he doesn't. But. And then, of course, most of you don't have any dealings with the bank here, but that fellow who's the teller in the bank, in Keshigat, he lives in Keshigat, just near Keshigat, and he has very, very beautiful Nrisimhadev deity in his house. He's actually, when he's not here counting your money, he's there serving Lord Nrisimhadev. He has very, very beautiful deity of Nrisimhadev in his house. So whenever you go to the bank, just say Jai Nrisimhadev, he'll be very happy. I don't know if he'll give you any extra money for that, but anyway, he'll be very happy. And, of course, in Nandagam, there's also a very beautiful deity of Nrisimhadev. He's a very cute deity of Nrisimhadev. And it's written there, the pujari, if you ask sometime, he can show you the book where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta came there and confirmed that this deity was worshipped by Nanda Maharaj. There's also Braha deity there and many Giriraj deities, but beautiful, very kindly, beautiful yellowish deity of Nrisimhadev that was Nanda Maharaj's worshipful deity. He's there in Nandagam. Then of course here in I guess that's the only one I know. Then those two deities I guess I know. In Braj of Lord Nrisimhadev. So, with any questions or comments? Your microphone for those in radio land and cyber land.
Hare Krishna. Uji, I want to ask that Hiranyakashipu, even though he knows all the Vedas, and he was preaching to his to his brother's wife also, that when he passed away, he was preaching that soul is immortal and everything. Even though he was knowing, then why he asked about immortality? Even though he was knowing that we cannot be immortal because body will perish. We cannot be immortal.
Well,
listen, body will perish.
Still he thought somehow or other by, Prabhupada says, by indirect definition, he thought he'll outsmart that I can't be killed like this, like this, like this, he thought. He said, but Prabhupada, still Lord is more intelligent than the demon. Now, he kept all the conditions and still he killed him. So still, just like your question is the same as when Yudhishthira Maharaj said, you know, was asked by the Yaksha, what is the most surprising thing? And he said, Ahani hani bhutani gacchante yamalayam shesham stavaram icchanti kimacharjam atakpuram. Everybody sees, everyone's going to the Yamalai, the abode of Yamaraj. But shesham, those who are remaining, stavaram still remain, icchanti, they're desiring, that no, I'm not going. So still, this is the most amazing thing. So this is also there in Hiranyakashipu. Though he knows everything, still he's itchanti, stavaram itchanti. Still he's thinking, no, by indirect definition, I'm going to get free. It's also an interesting point that he knows all these. He was preaching to his relatives and everything. He knows all the Vedic philosophy. Just like even Ravan. It's also mentioned Ravan. He was actually Brahman. But that's another question we already explained it. How to tell a Brahmin by birth, by learning, or by behavior. So because Biswanath Chakravarti Madhurya Kadambini says, because they did not behave as Brahmins, they're not glorified. Although we were at one time at Kumbh Mela in Ujjain, and there was one fellow, he had a little cold drink stand, and the name of it was Maha Pandit Ravan Cold Drinks. So there's somebody there who likes Ravan, because he's Maha Pandit. So he also knew everything, but still, because they're addicted to sense gratification, they cannot accept all these things or behave properly. So they're not glorified in this.
One more question. Can I ask one more?
All right.
Yeah. One more, like...
There's no prasadam today, so we can go on. But
as it was mentioned that Hiranyakashipu was doing austerity with so much determination. So how to have that determination in our devotional service also? How to have that much intensity?
Yes, he was so... I mean, actually it's described that finally Hiranyakashipu, he was standing there with his arms stretched out till all the ants completely devoured his body. And he was just keeping his... There was no flesh, nothing. Just he was keeping his life force circulating in his bones. He said, no one has ever done this, it says there. In fact, Lord Brahma, when he came, because the whole universe was being disturbed by his tapasya, great fire was emanating, he couldn't see him at first. And then he saw on this anthill, termite hill. Then when his kamandalu, he dropped a few drops of water on him, and then immediately his whole body came back. And then he was able to ask him questions. So he was so determined. So the question is how we can have that determination. We just have to beg, borrow, or steal the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Anyway, anyhow, you just have to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas and beg and steal and borrow and anyway, anyhow, pray for that determination. How do you get that? Just become determined, that's all. Any day you can just decide, alright, from today I'm going to become determined to become Krishna. Alright, I've been fringy for so long, now let me become determined. Anytime you can make that decision. You know, Krishna consciousness can take, 50,000 years or it can come in 1 second, just like Katvanga Maharaj. He fought on behalf of the demigods, and then when they asked him what benediction he wanted, he said, well, how much time is there left in my life? He said, oh, a few seconds. So he just sat down, Hare Krishna, went back to Godhead. So a few seconds you can become, or you can just go on and on and on being fringy forever. But one day you just have to decide to become determined, that's all. How to become? You just decide, become determined. A determination you cannot go to the store and purchase. You have to become yourself determined. It's like we gave the example the other day of the elephant. You know, the baby elephant. They put the chain around his leg and he just runs around in circles and circles and circles. And then he gives up. It's impossible. So now he's big elephant. He's lifting up logs onto the railway car. He's pushing railway cars with his head. This is old days. But as soon as they put that chain and they put a little tiny peg, bing, 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 and they put the chain, then he just stands there because he knows I cannot take it out. Till one day there's a fire in the circus or something, then all of a sudden, bam, he just rips it out and runs. So our fire in the circus is one day we get a heart attack. Then I've seen so many devotees, they were sort of backsliding and all of a sudden, you know, they got a heart attack or stroke or something, and then all of a sudden they got serious and they got determined. So don't wait for the heart attack, you get determined now. If you can do it after the heart attack, you can do it before. And determination is not something, it's not you go somewhere and buy it in the store or get it. Just pray for it, beg for it, become determined. Chant sincerely, that's all. That's the only way to get it.
Thanks.
Any other question, comment?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, this Prahlad Maharaj was a child when Hiranyakashipu came back after doing his tapasya, which was for 100 years. How this is so? Hiranyakashipu did his tapasya for 100 years. But we read this pastime where Prahlad Maharaj is a child and Prahlad Maharaj was born when Hiranyakashipu was out. So how come Prahlad Maharaj was still a child?
I don't know. These all things happen in other yugas. So how all these things happen? How did Vyasadev stay in the womb for so long? So many things are there. Anyway, everybody always asks that question. I don't know the answer. But one other thing. We'll tell them, since we don't have any prasadam. Because it says in that verse, to keep Prahlad's words. Prahlad said that that God's in the pillar. So to protect his devotee's word, Lord appeared from that pillar. So one time, I was in Dallas and lecturing on something, that verse came up somehow or another. And how Lord protects the word of his devotees. And Giriraj Maharaj was there, so he told, because there was one fellow named Setiji in Bombay, now he is no more, finally. He lived for almost 100 years, although he was supposed to die. But he was very dear to Prabhupada. First we'll tell all the story, then we'll get to what Giriraj Maharaj said. And whenever Prabhupada came to Bombay, then Setiji would come in and see Prabhupada, and they would discuss, and he was the one who's, when they were breaking the temple, he got them to stop, and he rebuilt the temple and everything. So, because he was a big guy, so he got his contacts to stop the city from breaking the temple, and then he rebuilt it. And Mr. Nair said, "Who's going to rebuild it?" And he looked at his son, gave a nice name to his son, Braj Mohan. He said, "Braj, you get your revolver and I'll get mine. We'll see who stops us from rebuilding this temple." So they stayed whole day and whole night, all over the weekend building this temple. They built it. So anyway, one time Prabhupada came to Bombay and they were going to an important engagement. And as they got in the car, Prabhupada suddenly asked Giriraj, "Where's Setiji?" "So, oh, he's very sick, Prabhupada." So Prabhupada said, "You cancel this engagement. Very important engagement." Prabhupada said, "You cancel the engagement. We're going to see Setiji." And they went to Setiji's house. And he was very thin and weak looking. And he said, "Oh, Swamiji, I have some problem in my heart. They gave me this machine. Without this machine, I won't live for 10 minutes. And Prabhupada said, "You take that machine and throw it from the window." He said, "What? But Swamiji, they said without, for 10 minutes I cannot live without this machine." He said, "You take that machine out, throw it out the window. I will see you die." Then throw it. So then Satyaji threw that machine. I don't know what it was, maybe pacemaker, so I don't know. He threw it from the window. Then Prabhupada began preaching to him all about, you know, Dehi Nusminyata Dehi Komar, you know, all the verses from second chapter, the Tansi Vatansi Vihaya, all the verses. He began just, he said, why are you afraid of death? Death is born with this body, you're eternal. He went on and on and on. For 2 hours, he couldn't live for 10 minutes, but for 2 hours. And he didn't die. In fact, he lived almost way into the 90s by Prabhupada's benediction. So anyway, so I was there, so Giriraj Maharaj said, yes, one time Prabhupada told us, he was lecturing on this verse, and he said, remember Satyaji was supposed to die. And everybody said, yeah, we remember that. He said, that time I had big argument with Krishna. Because he was supposed to die. But I told Krishna that I have told that he's not going to die. Now if your devotee's word goes false, then what will happen? So I had a big fight with Krishna, but I won. So much he outlived Prabhupada. For Krishna kept Prabhupada's word so much that even Prabhupada left. But this Satyaji used to come here and make big pool bungalow for Prabhupada every year and have nice feast here for the devotees. And then. I'll tell another story. One time, Prabhupada asked Satyaji to arrange for some cooks who didn't smoke. This is very, very difficult. Even though the cooks are always Brahmins, they always like to cook, smoke so much. And you take over the kitchen for 1 month. All the supplies, everything. So Satyaji, for 1 month, he was, you know, buying all the grains and all the ghee and everything. And he finally found some cooks that didn't smoke, and he had took over the kitchen for 1 month. So he had promised Prabhupada for 1 month. So then one day he was packing up all his things, because now his month was over. And he was thinking, now what's going to happen? He said, now I'm leaving, now what will Prabhupada do? And all of a sudden this huge lorry pulled up. He said, this ISKCON. This little guy got out, he had one of those little white gandhi caps on. He said, this ISKCON. He said, yes, okay. And then that truck driver began unloading. There was ghee and big bags of grain and wheat, flour, and you know, all just tins of ghee and so much, huge supply of all these things. And he asked, and he looked around for that guy. He wasn't around. He said, who was that guy? Drivers, I don't know. He just told me to bring this stuff here and unload it. So, so Satyaji was thinking that Prabhupada was dependent upon him. That, well, what's Swamiji going to do? Now my month is up, you know. But automatically, just by Prabhupada's desire, some guy came and donated a whole lorry. So, well, I was thinking, well, Prabhupada is dependent upon me. He said, Prabhupada is dependent on Krishna. So in the Sringadeva Bhagavan Aki, Prahlad Maharaj Aki. So I guess I saw in the Abhishek is at 6 o'clock, I think. These are advertising on the 24-hour site. This morning I looked. It says 6 o'clock we'll have Abhishek. And then nice feast after that. Nice Kadasi feast, because especially mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one in the Madhya Leela, there's three chapters, Sanatan Siksha, where Sanatana Goswami stayed for many days in Banaras and got instruction, and he specifically mentions to Sanatana Goswami that specifically in the Nisringa Chaturdasi, Ekadasi, Janmashtami, all of these days should be followed without grains. And so we have nice Ekadasi feast today. In the evening time. This is mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to Sanatana Goswami. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki.
this after Ekadashi, Dwadashi day, we have a time for breaking the fast by grades. This lesson with the Prissy and all.
I don't know. I've never heard of any Paran for days like
that. Is any time in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, this Ekadashi feast is for all appearance days or only for some general?
Not in the Hari Bhakti class, all the Vishnu.
Krishna, Hari Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hey Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.